Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm sure you guys have all heard the news about what's going on in Ashburn, Virginia, and obviously the Washington football team and the expose in the Washington Post about the culture there of hostility and sexual harassment towards female employees and women in the media who covered the team was pretty staggering. And obviously change was needed, and change is coming. And now to give us the inside access on what it's like to be the first woman to hold a senior VP of media position in the NFL, and someone now charged with putting together a new broadcast team, new content teams, and kind of changing the messaging for the Washington football team is Julie Donaldson. And Julie, congratulations. I can only imagine what the last, say, 7 to 8 days have been like as you make a major career decision. You're embarking in a new sort of frontier for yourself, and you're doing so at a very critical time for the organization you just joined.
Yeah, you know, a week ago, I'd have never have thought that this is where I would be sitting today, helping talk about the, you know, the Washington football team and where they're going to take it in the future. But it is very exciting, you know, and unfortunately, you know, it does come at a time where there's this cloud just hanging over the organization. But they really want to move past that. And that's the only reason I took this job, because I didn't need it. I was already in a good spot, doing something that not a lot of women do to begin with. And I really enjoyed that. And you know, I didn't take that job lightly. So when this was presented to me, you know, it took me a second first to let it settle in of what was being offered to me. I didn't seek this out. I probably would not have. But my general manager at NBC Sports Washington said, just hear them out. And then, you know, after many, many conversations, we find ourselves in this. It's a new day. You know, I'm excited to be a part of that. And then seeing that, they're just going to keep it the Washington football team. You know, you don't have to get rid of the tradition, and they're going to take their time to get it right to whatever it's going to be in the future. But we don't have to keep talking about that. I mean, Jason, how long has it been since we've actually just been able to talk about football? You know, players are getting their COVID tests. Right. They're hopefully out here Tuesday, and we're seeing practice, and we can get back to just talking about the game.
And Julie, this is long overdue, but you're the first woman to be a regular on-air member on an NFL team's radio broadcast booth. You know, how does it feel to hopefully pave the way for many more women to get that opportunity moving forward?
You know, it's interesting. When they were talking about that, they let you know you're the first. And I honestly got a little emotional, because they were putting my name in the same conversation of like a Leslie Visser, you know, and of so many other women that were just first. And it's the women that have done first open up the door for me to get into this business. And, you know, when I first started, you look around and I was the only female in the locker room often, you know, and even now when covering the team for the past years or so, you know, I look around, there's maybe three of us there at a time, maybe just two of us. So it's still a minority. The first is that's pretty cool. I mean, it really is pretty cool. And I hope it becomes a norm, you know, and I hope it becomes something that's great and people get behind and they don't view it as, you know, a female or a male. They just do it as a good broadcast team and something that gives them and connects them, you know, to the team that they love. You know, I can't let it get too big. I just have to focus in on the task at hand. And, you know, right now I have to hire my crew. You know, I have to make sure I get the right crew that we can make this be something that's sustainable for a long time.
Julia, I read an interview you did with The Athletic right after this went down, and I was super impressed. And full disclosure, I've been a big fan of your work as a reporter and a host for a long time. But you were very sort of straightforward and upfront that I only took this because I am going to have a very prominent voice, and I am going to have a fair amount of autonomy. And when the executives of this football team get together to discuss macro level issues, I am going to have a seat at that table. Can you just talk a little bit about how much this role will entail? Because it sounds fairly all-encompassing.
It is. I think already I'm finding out I could use a few extra hours in the day. I don't think I've gotten more than 4 hours of sleep at night. And, you know, that will have to level off, because the biggest thing that I've learned in life is you have to make sure you can take care of yourself and you can find that balance. And, you know, this job has a lot of demands and a lot of duties. During the week, there are seven linear television shows that we will be putting on. And then, of course, you have game day, the broadcast, making sure that that is done right and all the prep that it's going to take to make sure, you know, that fans can fully be a part of that experience. And then I am not taking the leadership role lightly. I am not taking a seat at that table lightly. And it would be irresponsible for me to have taken this job if I was flippant about it or if I thought it was just about the title. You know, and it would be irresponsible of me to have taken that job if I wasn't going to be able to actually use my voice and try and, you know, make change here. And so, you know, I asked, I said, look, I said, you know, that title's great, you know, and it's what I want, because I've always wanted to move further on in my career and be able to actually be a part of the decision-making process. Because how many times do we spend there, you know, feeling like all the bosses are behind closed doors and you're just waiting for them to tell you what you're going to do and when you get to do it? And, you know, I want to make sure that I'm a good leader and that I listen to the people that I'm working for. What do they want to know? Who are they about? What can we do to make this better? And then hopefully guide with them along the way. So it's something I'm really looking forward to. I'm not taking lightly. And I'm going to make sure that respect is there and that we can build that trust. And from everybody that I've talked to, and, you know, of course, the building, I've only been out here, I think this is maybe day three that I've been out at the park. And we're all blocked off separately because of COVID,
right,
and making sure that the players are safe. But, you know, but everybody I've talked to seems generally, you know, welcoming to me and generally wants to support me and generally want to see me succeed. So I have a lot of help. And that was a part of it, too. I wanted to know that I would have the support system. That was one of the first questions. Like, you know, you're not just going to throw me out there and leave me on the island and just see if I sink or swim. You know, there's going to be a learning curve, and I want to make sure that, you know, I have resources to reach out for that. And so far, everybody says, look, we want to get it going the right direction, because a lot of them are new. They don't want the last regime to be their legacy for this one now.
We're speaking to Julie Donaldson, Senior Vice President of Media for Washington's football team. And Julie, you kind of alluded to it, but did you have any trepidation accepting your new position while the organization's in the midst of, you know, rampant sexual harassment allegations?
Wholeheartedly. Yeah. No, I mean, I woke up, you know, this was first presented to me last Wednesday, you know, and then the article didn't come out until after, but I already knew pretty much what was going on. I didn't know the details. I didn't know who all was involved by any stretch of the imagination. And I didn't know how far back it was tracing. You know, but you look and you say, okay, there's a new coach in town. And while everybody under the moon respects head coach Ron Rivera and the leadership that he is bringing and the staff that he's bringing, you know that it's going to be in line with that. So instantly, as a journalist covering this team, you felt a different air when you came out, when you covered him. So you knew he could do that. But, you know, I asked the question, said, okay, that's great, but that's not enough. That's not going to be enough of an answer for me, because these allegations stretch back over, 12 years. You've had about five different head coaches in that time. So it's not just up to the coach to make the culture change. You have to have the business side in. You have to have the right people buying in. And so, you know, I've worked hard to get to where I am in life. And I said, you're not going to take my name and my reputation if this is cosmetic. You're not going to take my name and my reputation if this is a knee-jerk reaction. You can, you know, the only way I would do this, and I had to talk to a lot of people, is if I can believe and buy in into what you want this brand to represent going forward tomorrow. And we can do the work for that. It's going to take time, you know, but here's the thing. Again, everyone that I've met so far, and there's countless that I haven't gotten to, they're hungry for that because they want to be proud to work for this franchise instead of having to justify why they're working for it. So that was the difference maker for me.
Well, Julie, you're clearly going to be working a lot with Ron Rivera, and he's someone, and I've covered this league for a long time, universally respected by the media. He understands our job. He and his wife, great family, you know, very open people, very generous people. I'm guessing that might have been one of the things that attracted you to that, because clearly there's going to be coaches shows. You guys are going to be, I think you have to be in lockstep in terms of messaging and vision and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, that was important for me to make sure I had conversations with him. And again, you know, covering this team and that being the beat that I had, I've heard every interview that he's done. I've read everything that he's, you know, that's been written about him in the papers. I did my research on him of everything that he did in Carolina. You know, and I was the one, in all honesty, that had the first news that he was going to, in fact, be the head coach of this franchise going forward. So, you know, I was well aware of who he was even before he was official. So, you know, again, he's easy to get behind on that, but you have to really have more. But, yeah, you know, in our conversations with him, I said, you can't. I've already heard everything. So what else can you tell me? Because I need to know the story behind stuff. But he's so straightforward. He says, you have to have the one message. You know, you have to do what you're good at and then hire the people around you that can make sure that they do what they're good at so you can hopefully as a whole get there. And he said, here's the thing. I want my staff to do well, you know, and so I wanted whatever it needs for you to have success. He goes, we're going to have that. I'll be meeting with them, you know, daily. I'll be meeting with the other coaches, staff, and the scouts regularly to make sure that that's in their day, it's in my day, and I have everything that I need. And, you know, he didn't walk into this and say, I'm going to be the spokesperson for the team.
Right.
He walked in to try and turn around a team that had 3 wins. And then all of a sudden you see issue after issue and, you know, matter that he has to address. And he can handle it, but he you know, he looked at me, he's like, I need you. I need the help. You can hear what I can't hear. You can see what I can't see. And once I knew we were in line, and I already knew we would be, it was, again, it's an easy decision to get behind his leadership.
Well, we really appreciate your candor. We're super excited for you. This is an awesome opportunity, and we'll certainly be watching how you put your imprint on the team moving forward. And I'm sure we will talk to you again down the line. Thank you so much for your time, Julie, and all the best.
Yeah, thanks. You know, it's been great having so much support, and I've had so many women that I respect in this business reach out to me and say, how can I help? And that's how you make change, Jason. You
yes.
get women together, and then you get the men alongside you, and you just do it one person at a time, and before you know it, you have the whole masses with you. So that's how this is going to happen. I appreciate you having me on.
Of course. Definitely in your corner, and I'm sure you got – I was going to say, get back to work, because I can only imagine what's on your checklist and the hires you need to make and everything else. So best of luck with it.
It's pretty wild. I'm going to have to come up with a system to multitask, manage my time, manage my schedule. But, it's a fun challenge. And then here's the most important thing. I have to figure out, how is my dog taken care of, because she's used to being around me all day long during COVID. And I figure out when I can get to the gym, because that's of utmost importance as well. So
all the best with it, and thank you so much.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.